Massaro. Thanks for holding on, Paul.
No worries, Andrew.
We've been running late. We've been discussing, obviously, the tragedy, mate. It's just unbelievable what's unfolded this week, isn't it? As a trainer, you get your leg up a jockey every time you go there. As I said to Craig, they're putting their life on the line, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very sad news yesterday. And, all the best to their families.
Yeah.
Very difficult time. So it's a tragedy, and, you just never want to see these things happen. And it is a dangerous sport, and... unfortunately, from time to time, these tragedies do take place.
Yeah, no, exactly. Look, I just thought I'd get you on just to get an update on Scissor Kick, the forgotten Scissor Kick. How's he ticking over?
Yeah, he's going great. Really pleased with him. We've given him a good freshen up since his last start, and he'll head down to the Coolmore. He's going down to Melbourne next week, so he'll spend 2 weeks leading into the race in Melbourne, giving a couple of looks down the straight, but very pleased with him. He'll have the blinkers on for the race for the first time. We're just doing a bit of experimenting with them at the moment, but just to help sharpen him up. But I really feel that the straight six will be perfect for him.
And given you'll be able to, I think there's jump outs down the Flemington straight tomorrow week, Friday week, so you'll be able to give him a look down there, because it must be monstrous there, that grandstand and everything around for the first time.
I think it is. He's pretty much a foolproof horse. I mean, I'm very fortunate in that respect. He catches on to things pretty quickly, and he's an easy horse to train like that. And I'm sure, given a gallop or so down the straight there, I think he'll take to it. I don't think he's a horse that'll have any problems. And I feel one of the horse's main attributes is he has a massive action. He's got a huge, big action and gets into a lovely rhythm. I think being a straight race, he'll be able to utilise that rather than probably going around a bend where you can't really stretch out as cleanly as you can in the straight.
Understand. So he'll look down there and goes to the Coolmore. Rider for that, has that been locked away, mate?
It hasn't been locked away yet, but soon will be. So we'll firm that up this week.
Yep, no worries. Panzer Division, how did he get through?
He knew he had a run,
yes.
That's for sure. Yeah. He's gone to the paddock now. They ran, it just went far too fast, to be perfectly honest. I don't think... Ty knew how fast he was going. The horse has got a lovely big action as well, and I think he was just cruising at a rate that was obviously too high to maintain. And I think in doing so, he probably dislodged a couple of those other horses that were likely to run good races. They still ran on well, the filly, and obviously John O'Shea's horse. But, they probably got chasing a bit too early, and the winner came from behind everybody who'd run the most even sectional throughout. So when you run, I think he ran just a tick under 123 for the first 1,400, very hard to finish off. You know, he probably would have won the 1,400 on the day.
Yeah.
So when you're running those times, you're going to blow up. That's all.
Yeah, I think they put it in the stewards' report. It was, I think it was 82 seconds for the first 1,400 of the race.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So
he'll go. He's looking for the spelling paddock.
Yeah, he's going out for a spell. Next time, before we ran to this race, we've been doing a little bit of work with the blinkers on, and I think probably next time in, we'll restrict him to kind of 14 to a mile with the shades on.
Yep.
Which really sharpens him up, and I think that'll probably be his trip. But, I'm not saying that he won't get a mile and a quarter in time, but certainly probably next time in, we'll be focused around those types of races, probably, 12 to a mile, and we'll hold off on those 2,000-metre races. I think that's the better way to handle that horse.
And, mate, just before I let you go and look after the stud farm at Arrowfield today, you've got Lime Hills first up in the Brian Crowley on Saturday.
Yeah, Lime Hills is in great shape. He might just need to run. He's a big horse, big colt, and we've got him as fit as he can be, but I think he'll certainly improve for the race. He's due to head down to Melbourne after that and have a run during Carnival week over 1,400, but very happy with him. Horse is in great condition. I think he'll run well. The track, I guess, is likely to dry out with no rain forecast in the next 2 days, so dead to slow will be fine for him. So looking forward to seeing him resume.
Well, it's a nice day in Sydney, thankfully, today, so that's the main thing. I'm just looking if they've upgraded their track. Yeah, it's a slow seven now, so that's improved from a heavy nine yesterday. So a slow seven and another fine day today, and we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.